Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its land reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Chinese Admiral Sun Jingao told a security summit in Singapore today that construction work is justified, legitimate, and responsible, and that the projects are for the purpose of providing international public services. The comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms. U.S. lawmakers are headed to a showdown today over the clandestine national security surveillance programs. President Obama, speaking Saturday, strongly urged the Senate to approve the House-passed USA Freedom Act that would end bulk collection of American phone records.
The act also includes other changes to our surveillance laws, including more transparency, to help build confidence among the American people that your privacy and civil liberties are being protected. But if Congress doesn't act by tomorrow, at midnight, these reforms will be in jeopardy as well.
Republican Senator Majority Leader Mitchell McConnell said that he expects the Senate to act quickly to pass the USA Freedom Act. But if Senator Rand Paul succeeds in his plan to block Senate action, it could be several days before the issue is resolved. Burundi's president will not attend today's emergency summit of the East African Community Heads of State on the political situation in Burundi. The summit in Dar es Salaam is scheduled to be attended by leaders from Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. The president of Rwanda is sending a minister to represent him at the summit, and Burundi will be represented by its foreign minister. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper says the rebel group that seized power in Yemen has at least four U.S. prisoners, and efforts to secure the release have faltered. The Washington Post reports the Americans are believed to be held at a prison in Sana'a, Yemeni capital, the site of frequent bombing by a Saudi-led air campaign designed to dislodge the Houthi rebels. Central African Republic's interim president is pleading with the international community to help develop the war-ravaged country. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
CAR's interim president, Catherine Samba Panza, says after a May summit bringing together 700 representatives from political parties and civil society groups, she believes it is imperative to give an accounting to the international community and CAR's diaspora. The gathering was intended to clear the way for national elections expected in August to end CAR's two-year political crisis. However, Mrs. Samba Panza says humanitarian crises continue to batter her country and CAR remains far from stable. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry fractured his femur in a bike accident outside Geneva, Switzerland, and called off the rest of his four-country trip. Kerry was hospitalized today after being flown by helicopter to a Geneva hospital following the accident. The State Department said Kerry did not lose consciousness and is stable. Paramedics and a physician were on the scene with Kerry's motorcade at the time of the accident. Kerry will receive further treatment in Boston. A spokesperson said Kerry will be treated by the same doctor who performed his hip surgery. He was in Switzerland for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30th deadline. The son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has died. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former state attorney general in the northeastern state of Delaware, died Saturday after battling brain cancer for several years. The vice president's oldest son also served in the military for 1 year in Iraq. Vice President Biden said in a statement that it is with broken hearts that he and his family announced the passing of our husband, brother, and son, Beau. After he battled brain cancer with the same integrity, courage, and strength he demonstrated every day of his life. Biden had been receiving treatment for the disease this month at Walter Reed Army Medical Center just outside Washington. Vice President Biden said the entire Biden family is saddened beyond words. That's a look at the news this hour. Reporting from Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.